What a dumb name. Ward. How'd we come up with it? What was the end of forward? Inward? Remember that? Onward? And today, rise up.
Word.
Amen? Ward. We found out a ward is, like a prison ward. You know what I'm saying? Or a hospital ward. End of the day, it's a place, and you're the warden. It's a place inside of you, inside of your heart, your will, your emotions, the center of really who you are. That's your ward. And it can be a prison if you want it to be. And you'll be sick your whole life, sick in the head, mentally, emotionally, all that kind of stuff. Or you can get better. There's going to be some decisions you're going to have to make. If you want to look forward, we talked about it, you're going to need to look inward. And you're going to see some ugly things inside there. And then you're going to need to press onward. We talked about that last week. Having the mind of Christ. It's amazing what you can do with His mindset. No matter the pain, the struggle, the difficulty, you can make it. Amen? Today's message is Easter, but we're on that same thought. Positive, moving forward. Today, rise upward. Amen? How can I look at the resurrection story and use that in my faith in Jesus to empower my life, for me to soar? That's what I want to do in my life. Amen? So let's go to the message this morning. Rise upward. And so we'll ask you, if you're here today for the first time, I'll ask you to say some things with me. If you'll participate, it just makes for better service. Amen? Here we go. Rise upward. Would you say that with me? Rise. You sound awake. That's good. First service, I had some kids right here wanting to sleep on me. They were right here. I nearly knocked them out, didn't I? Come on, sleep in the back. Come on, don't you sleep in the back. If I see you up there, I see you in the purple right there. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you, man. Awesome. Here we go. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the reason I can rise upward. No matter what it is I face in my life, because of the resurrection of Christ, I can rise upward. Hear what it is. If you think like that, you can. If you truly have a faith in Christ. Now, if you're just thinking, and nothing inside of you, ain't happening. But if He's in you, the hope of glory, are you kidding me? You can do this. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, preaching's useless. Craziness. I'm not going to do all this and ask all the volunteers to serve and work their fannies off if there's no resurrected Christ. Faith is futile. Life has no purpose at all. Not really, if there is no risen Lord. Sins are not forgiven. And hope is what? Lost. If there's no resurrection. Amen. Come on. But Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And there's proof. And I'm not going to spend the whole message on it, but I'd like to just show you a little bit of proof about the resurrection. Amen. According to who, you might say. According to who, preacher? Okay, here we go. Go ahead. According to me. Let's go ahead and put that on the table right there. If you want to fight, we'll just throw it right there. According to who? According to me. You might say, well, who are you? You're fixing to find out. Come on. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you, the Apostle Paul writing, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also what? You have what? And wherein you what? Stand. By which also you're what? Saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in what? In vain. I'm going to tell you something. You know the proof of the resurrection? The proof is right here in me. I remember hearing the gospel preached to me. My mother actually heard it on TV from a man named Billy Graham. She was drunk when she heard him. There was something enough in that message that moved my mama to want to get up the next morning and go to church. There's some power somewhere going on. I went with her. I cussed her out all the way pretty near up there. We walked. I didn't want to go. Dumbest thing I'd ever heard of. I didn't hear the man preach. Now, that would have made a lot of difference. But I got there that day, and I heard the gospel preached at that little country church. And the people were nice, and they loved on our family. You might wonder, why do y'all love people and hug people when you come to fellowship? Because that's what my little church back home did to my lost mama and me. And I know the impact it had on our life. And we want to have that impact on you here. Amen. So anyway, I heard the gospel. A couple of weeks in a row, I kept coming. And then at the close of a service, I went forward. And a man down front took the Bible and showed me that Jesus died for me, that I was a sinner. And I received that message of Christ into my life. I did. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. Honestly, be honest with you. I took it by faith. I didn't know. It was in the Bible. He showed me black and white. And I said, okay, I accept that. I'm going to tell you something. He saved me that day. It was crazy. Something happened in my life. I'm not talking. I didn't get up a totally different person outwardly. Now, my mama did. She went home that day and poured out all her Pabst Blue Ribbon down the cast iron sink. It was gone, man. She had been a drunk my whole life. It's crazy. Gone! That's the power of the gospel. That's craziness. For me, it was about 6 months before I caught myself. Here's what I did. I will say it anyway. Here, I caught myself one day. Something happened. And instead of me saying GD or F this or whatever, I went, shoot. You know, I caught myself. I was like, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? I started to change. Now, I know that's just a little thing, but now I have a whole life now to look back on since I was 16. And I've had a lot of problems, a lot of struggles along the way. I'm going to tell you something. He never left me. He rose up in me. You hear me? How do you know there's a risen Savior, Clark? Here's how I know. He rose up in me. He rose up in me. And it seems like when I get down or I get defeated or I get discouraged or something bad comes against me in my life, there He is. He's rising up in me. He's rising up in me. He's rising up in me. So how do you know there's a risen Savior, Clark? Because He rose up in me. Y'all listen to me or not? Now, I can't say that's true of your life. I don't know if He rose up in you or not, but I know He rose up in me. Amen. I'm not in church work just because it's all good. I don't follow Jesus just because I can name it, claim it, blab it, have it, anything I want in life and get rich quick. You understand? Say, I follow Christ because He died on the cross for me. He rose from the dead for me, and I'm going to hell without Him. Amen. You understand? He's the only way. He's the truth, the life. You can't come to the Father except through Him. That's why I'm with Him. You understand me, church? He rose up in me. But there's an evidence in my life of a risen Savior. Am I perfect? Are you seriously kidding me? No. No. I struggle. But Christ is alive in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Can you say that? Say, He rose up in me. Can you say that? He rose up in me. Then say it with me. He rose up in me. Come on. He rose up in me. That's one proof. Now I got to fly. Number two, according to Old Testament scriptures. Why do you believe in the resurrection? Can you prove it? Yep. Number one, He rose up in me. And at the end of the day, if you don't believe that, I'm going to be fine. You ain't, but I'm going to be fine. Number two, but I'm willing to go a little further with you. According to Old Testament scriptures. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I have received, how that Christ died for our sins. Say it with me. According to the what? Okay, and this is in the New Testament. They didn't have the New Testament. This was they're talking the Old Testament scriptures. That's what he's saying here. And that he was what? Buried, and he rose again the third day according to the what? Let's look at a few real quick. Right here from the Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. I'm sorry, we're not going to look at them. Psalms, Isaiah, Jonah. It's all throughout the Old Testament. I believe I could take every single book in the Old Testament, every one of them, 39 of them, and I could find something about Jesus in every single one of them that was prophesied about my Savior coming. And His resurrection from the dead is throughout the Old Testament. All kinds of pictures. When you see Christ now, risen from the dead, a light goes on. Oh, my gosh, that's what this Passover lamb was about, and that's what this red heifer was about. And even Jonah and the whale, he was how many days in the belly of that whale? Somebody tell me. 3 days. Jesus came along in the New Testament, and Matthew was preaching one day, and he says, the Son of Man is going to be in the heart of the earth 3 days like Jonah was in the belly of a what? Whale. Well, I guess it wasn't about the whale after all, really, was it? It was about Jesus, wasn't it? Crazy stuff like that. That's a proof, these Old Testament scriptures. Number three, according to who? According to actual eyewitnesses. Say that with me. According to actual eyewitnesses. We are so stubborn, guys. Here, a guy like me and other people that can show you a changed life, how Christ came in, and we still hang on to some kind of dead religion. Or our own opinions. You hear me? Show you in the Word of God that all these Old Testament scriptures, man, they came true and it could only be fulfilled in Jesus Christ, yet we still want to do it our way. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Actual eyewitnesses that are listed in the Word. And when this was written, some of these people were still alive. Their names are out there and they're still alive. You can go talk to them. Do you understand? It's incredible. He was seen of Cephas. That's another name for Peter. Then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above how many? Of whom the greater part remain unto this day. When this was written, they're still alive. Go call Fred, Earl, Bill, Wanda, Sally. They're there. But some have died. After that, he was seen of James. Then all of the apostles. Last of all, Paul writing, he was seen of me. On the road to where? Damascus. The book says it. The Word of God. I want you to learn this today. This is something I just thought would be interesting for you. There were at least 17. Say 17 with me. 17. Let's do it about five times. 17, 17, 17, 17, 17. There were at least 17 appearances of Jesus Christ after His resurrection. How many? Were there 12? How many? Thank you. 17. Look at them. 5 on Easter Sunday. 5 on this day. 6 between Easter and when He ascended to His Father. And then 6 between Pentecost and the book of Revelation. 17 times. Amen? So some proofs, let's keep moving, some proofs of the resurrection. So Jesus is risen, so say that with me. So what? Too can I. I too can resurrect. I can rise again in my life, in my situations, my circumstances. That's what I want to just focus in on now the last few minutes. I want to talk about rising upward. Amen? If you're a believer in Christ, you can rise up from any situation. Let me say that again. If you're a believer in Christ, you can rise up from any situation. Now, I wouldn't have always said that to you. What kind of person that says, you know, man, you see somebody else go through problems and you say, there's no way I could do that. You ever do that? Say, yeah, no, there's no way I could do that. You don't know what you can do with the power of the resurrected Christ inside of you. It's amazing. You can rise upward. You need to believe that. You need to believe that nothing can ever happen to me that I can't maintain my faith. I can't still be a successful witness for God. I can still get up. I can still thank God every day. You can't let yourself believe otherwise. Are y'all listening to me or not? You can rise upward. The resurrection can do that for you. Let's look at it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. It ain't about just looking at you. It's about looking at Him, His power. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know His calling. What is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to who? To us. Who believe, man? According to the what? Working of His what? Mighty power. Which He wrought in Christ. When did He do it? When He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. And you hath He quickened. He's made alive. Who were what? dead in trespasses and sins. I remember when he made me alive. I was there when it happened. You hear me? You can't argue with me on this. I don't know that about you, but I know that about me. And I've seen it in so many of your lives, too. I've seen Christ work in you. It's incredible. Amen? Can't argue with it, man. Even when dead in sins, He's made us alive. Together with Christ, for by grace are you saved. He's raised us what? Up! Together. He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I don't understand that. Somehow, I am so saved that He's got me sitting up in heaven somehow. Isn't that crazy, say? Somehow we think we're responsible for it. Somehow He's already got me sitting up there. I have no idea how He does that. Amen? But you know what? I've decided I'm going to believe it. Say, amen. Instead of my circumstances running my life, getting me down, getting me up, getting me down, getting me up, getting me down, getting me up. Hey! I'm going to live when I'm in my right mind as a saved person who will never be forsaken by my God. And He already has me seating somewhere up in heaven. And I'm down here now. I got a work to do. Seats up here, baby. You understand? Sounds a little kooky. I like it. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I mean, all of heaven, He's going to show the grace that He showed in my life. Amen. That's incredible. And in your life. It's beautiful, man. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of what? Not of works, lest any man, none of us would, boast. For we're His workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should what? Walk in them. So God has a plan for my life. His plan for me is not Gary Clark be down. That's not God's plan for my life. His plan for my life is Gary Clark, get up. Rise up. Amen? Like He told Lazarus. What did He say? Rise up and what? Walk. Man, told the man with the lame feet, that's what He told him, rise up and walk. Lazarus, He said, come forth. Amen? That's His call to you and me, to rise up, man. Let's look at it. Three little thoughts. I can rise upward because of the resurrection. We're not going to be much longer, but we got to get them. Here we go. How can I rise upward? Here's what you need to always remember. I'm justified. Say that with me. I am. One more time. I know it's a big old fancy word. You can do it though. I am. I'm justified. I'm justified. Let's look at her. Who was delivered for our offenses and Jesus was raised again for our what? Justification. I have been declared righteous by the one who declares people righteous. You listening? Say. Well, somebody else, I don't like you. I don't like your style. I don't like the way you do this. I don't think you're righteous. It really doesn't matter what you think. If the one who declares me free, I'm free indeed, baby. Amen. Say, yeah, but the media thinks this. Well, if the judge says it, you're out of there, baby. You're listening. Say, well, the judge has declared me what? Righteous. I know it's funny, ain't it? I am forever what? That's crazy. That's the truth. You mean, Clark, it's not about you working or doing penance or giving money or... No, I'm forever forgiven because of the blood of Christ. I'm forever forgiven because I have a risen Savior. Amen? It doesn't give me a license to do anything I want to. I still struggle. I still have to confess sin. But I'm forever forgiven. Did you know that? Yes or no? I'm justified. Why in the world can I not rise up when bad things happen to me when I'm forever forgiven? Say. Isn't that crazy? Yes or no? Have I lost you this morning? I can rise up again. And you know what? I look back over my life, and it's not about me. This mess isn't about me. It is sort of, I guess. But the point is, I look back, and I've been able to rise up. Not because of me, but because greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. Amen? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? You see what I'm saying? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Does that make any sense to you today? So, how can you rise upward? Remember, you're what?
justified.
Remember, you're forever forgiven. Remember, your faith is not in vain. When you put your faith in Jesus, you didn't do a vain thing. Amen? You did a right kind of thing when you did that, baby. When you put your faith in Jesus, best decision you ever made. Amen? Your faith is not in vain. What happens when good people turn on you? Your faith is not in vain. What happens when you lose all your money? Your faith is not in vain. What happens when you get sick and you're going to die? Your faith is not in vain. Are you listening? Say. Realize that. Think that. Don't let the enemy come against you in your mind and make you think your faith is in vain. You're not saved. How many have ever felt that way? You do something bad and you think you're not saved. Since you do that, not a struggle. Well, you didn't save yourself to begin with. It's your faith in Christ that saves you. Hang upward. Number two with me. I am what? I'm bearing you out, but hang in here with me. I'm empowered. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Paul says, yet not I, but what? The grace of God, which was inside of me. Listen. I'm empowered. I can write in my life because I have the power to. Do you hear me or not? So many people I've met along my life as a counselor, they seems like they don't want to get up. You can rise up. You don't have to stay in that crap. You hear me? The resurrection Christ, the resurrected Christ can do that for you. I serve a risen Savior. Hell can come against me. But you cannot defeat me. Amen? I believe my mother's last words when she was shot with a .357 Magnum 6 times, I believe my mother's last words were these. You can't threaten me with heaven. I believe those were her last words. Honest to God, I believe that's what she said. You can't threaten me with heaven. As my stepdad tried to... And he murdered her on Thanksgiving. Horrible. But Mama's with Jesus. You're hearing me today. See, that it hurt me real bad, but that didn't destroy my faith. The resurrection, the resurrected Christ inside of me said, you'll see your mama again. The resurrected Christ inside of me said, boy, now you got work to do for two people. You better get on a stick. Amen? I got a letter one day. My mother's story, how Mama made it. If you're here today, we'll give it to you. It's out back. Grab a DVD today on the way out. But in China, an underground church, they showed my mother's video and told her story. And I got a letter of several women in an underground church coming to Christ, hearing my mother's story. You know what I'm saying? Listen, that's the power of Christ. Did her death hurt me? Sure it did. Pain hurts, man. But you can rise up. Are you listening? Did I lose you? Power. You have power inside of you to overcome anything. Are you hearing me? You've got to believe that. I can't believe it for you. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling. We read that before, the glory of His inheritance to the saints. Man, this is great stuff. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe? According to the working of His mighty power that's inside of us, which He wrought in us when He what? Raised Him from the dead. Amen. Let's keep moving. So I'm empowered. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That verse comes alive when you hook it to the resurrection. Now when it's like, well, I'm a Christian, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, that don't fly some days. That dog don't hunt all the time. But when you hook that to a resurrected Savior, and you're looking at the hell you're facing. I can do all things to this resurrected Savior who's in my life. Now all of a sudden, you've got a fighting chance, baby. Amen? Say. You understand? That's what I'm talking about. I have power for living. I'm empowered by Jesus Christ to have power for living. My life is not in vain. Would you say that with me, please, this morning? My is not in vain. Can you say this? I matter to God. I matter to God. How many felt like it didn't matter? Come on, just come on. You have 7 honest people in the room. Are you kidding me? Haven't you felt that way? God, why did you let this happen? Why didn't you help me here? Why didn't you? You know what I'm saying? That's the enemy. You matter to God. You have power in your life to live. You can do this thing. Amen. Come on. Last one. I can rise upward because I am what? I'm qualified. I can rise up because I'm qualified to rise up. Amen? Somebody try to get you down. Life gets you down. The devil tries to get you down. People hurt you. Listen, I'm qualified to get up. Let's talk about it. But thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Victory through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I am qualified to get up. Okay? Because of Jesus Christ. I will be steadfast. What does that mean? Because of Christ in my life, listen, when I'm in my right mind, I think the right kind of thoughts. Listen, I'm absolutely determined that I'm going to make it. You hearing me? Yes or no? I think I've lost a bunch of you. When I struggle or when bad things or struggles come in my life, listen to me. When I'm in my good mind, my mind of Christ, when I'm pressing onward into the mind of Christ, I'm absolutely determined. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to get up out of this hole. You hearing me? I'm qualified. I'm telling you what. When I'm steadfast, let me tell you, I've got the ability to be steadfast for Jesus Christ. And you have it too. No excuses. I'm qualified. I'll be unmovable. What does that word mean? Ain't changing position. It says be steadfast, unmovable. Did you know, regardless of what comes in my life, my position never changes in Christ? Y'all hear me or not? Some of you might be from churches where you believe you've got to keep your salvation. Good luck. You kidding me? You didn't earn it in the first place, did you? Yes or no? Tell me how good you got to be for God to love you and give His Son for you. My Bible tells me I had to be bad for Him to do that. Is that what it says? Yes or no? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, guys, my position's not changing in Christ. I can't believe that. That's crazy, ain't it? But when you know that, I'm telling you what, you can be steadfast, you can be unmovable, you can rise again. I will be abounding. I have the qualifications to abound. I can be abundant and running over in my life. Did you know that? Say. I have the ability because the risen Christ, because the victory He's given to me, I can have an abundant life. I can have it running over. I can live life to the full. Is that what John 10:10 says? Yes or no? That's what John 10:10 says. I used to sort of pick on people that thought this. I put them in that camp, but you just name it, claim it, and blab it, have it. You just call stuff down and you get it. I found out there's a little something more deeper here, though. You understand? There's something pretty deep about the abundant life. I believe that abundant life is tied into the resurrection of Christ. Did you hear me this morning? It ain't tied into you sending money to a TV preacher getting you a new car. It's tied into Jesus Christ being your risen Savior and Lord. And no matter what happens in your life, you can suffer for Him. You can do it with grace and dignity and honor. And you can have a testimony for Him. And you can live for Him. You see the difference? Yes or no? The abundant life. You've got to believe that. I'm qualified. I can serve God. I can give to God because I'm qualified. He's made me His child. Amen? Incredible. My labor is not in vain in the Lord. I don't care what somebody else thinks. I know from my Bible that what I do for Him matters. And that's really all that counts. You hear me? What did I learn today? We're done. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I can what? I can rise up. I can do this. I can rise upward no matter what it is. Why? Because I'm justified. I'm qualified. Listen, I'm empowered. I'm something else. I'm saved. Jesus did that. That's incredible. I can live my life. He'll strengthen me to live my life. I will give. Others need me. Others need me to rise up. Did you know that, yes or no? How many thought I was good as dead about a year and a half ago? Say, Clark's done. He's toast. He's leaving. Let's take an honest vote. How many thought I was history and out of here? Come on, let's take some votes. Yeah, guess what? Guess what? How many now you sick of my face because I ain't going nowhere? That's funny right there now. No. How many, be honest now, no, you've witnessed a resurrection. Can I see your hand? You've seen it. You see it. Uh-huh. I'm no different than you. The Christ who works in me works in you. Amen? You can rise up. That's the message of Easter. You can rise up if He's inside of you. Amen? I am forever forgiven. I have power for living. I'm serving and giving. It's a choice I've made. It's a life I want to live. Because the life I now live is His life. The resurrected Christ. My faith is not in vain. What I got as a 16-year-old hellraiser was not in vain. Well, look at that. Still around. My life is not in vain. Even trouble, hard times, the murder of your mother, whatever it is, if you give it to the Lord, all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Your life, no matter what you might think of it, matters. My labor is not in vain. If a widow's mite can turn the heart of God, my labor I do is a good thing too. Amen? It's a good thing, man. I rise upward. Is that it, Raj? Can you say that with me real loud? And I'll hush. I rise upward. Amen. Stand on up with me. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning, even though I wore you out. Amen. I know. It was Easter. What'd you expect?